Welcome to Pipeline Meeting, where marketers come to talk about sales. I'm your host, Harris Kenny, and I'll be joined by a guest every Monday and Wednesday for brief 15-minute interviews where we'll share tips that you can apply to support your sales team and help them close more deals. If you don't have time to listen to this whole episode, you can skip ahead in the show notes in your podcast player or find the transcript at introcrm.com/podcast. All the episodes are published there.
I'm 20 plus years in marketing, various roles. When I joined Enable Us, I was a former customer. What they were looking for was messaging positioning. That's where my strength is. And I think when you look at head of marketing, VP of marketing, CMO, whatever that title is in that stage of that company, the first part is understanding what you need in that company. Enable Us was very clear on the synergy we had and my background. I knew I had to tackle the messaging positioning, really refine it. It is a fairly new space within sales enablement. We're doing something called seller and buyer enablement, and we'll get to that in a moment. When you're thinking of trying to take a twist on existing category and how to differentiate yourself with over 500 different technology tools in this category, that messaging positioning was very important. While I was doing that as the first priority, what I've learned coming into a company is you have to think of 30, 60, 90. And I had to audit the first 30 days is auditing what's happening. But I've learned that if you see something, you've just got to make the decision, right? The next 30 days is, okay, you've done your audit. You have to prioritize. And that prioritization has to come with where are the company goals and how can marketing plug into that? Is that money being spent well? And is it delivering what you're expecting to? And if it's not, you've got to start reallocating that budget. So that was within the first next, you know, part in the, when you think of the first 3 months or so. Once I got that baseline, it became very clear that there were three things we needed to do. Brand awareness, because again, we're a startup in a space and in a category that's fairly new. We had to look at demand gen. A lot of our inbound was through referrals or our outbound SDR efforts. So I'm like, okay, we really have to think through how we're looking at demand gen and what is driving the inbound. And then finally, sales enablement. Because when you're doing messaging positioning, that's not just for your sales team, but now you're looking at org enablement. And how do you look at that? And so that's really what it's been working. And I think underlying all of this and what ended up happening, like I was very focused on marketing ops, but we're a small company and realized about 30, 45 days ago, I was starting to bleed into sales ops. And my approach and my thinking is it's a go-to-marketing approach. It's not outbound, it's not inbound, it's not marketing, it's not sales. We all have the same goal. So officially, I started handling sales ops too. And working with SDR and our AE more closely. I think 6 months in, we've crystallized where we're going. We've gone from auditing, what are the programs? Where is my ops? To, okay, I know I need to target and be very strategic in what we're doing and how we're going to leverage those resources. And now I'm getting to the point where I know I need to have operations buttoned up. I think we had a good foundation, but there were things that we really had to lay those processes down a little bit more formally so that when next year happens, we anticipate, you know, looking at a funding round and having some growth. And so I'm a person that's like, if you've got the processes and the foundation set, then we're going to be able to scale. That's sort of where we are in the 6 months. By 6 months, you should have your... You should have a fairly good sense of where you are. You should have a fairly good sense of your numbers. You may not have it 100%, but you need to be confident that the numbers are giving you the right signals. And then you just continue improving on that. And then really understanding how you fit into the strategy so that you can optimize and start moving those levers.
I feel like marketing is often consensus-based where you're checking about the brand voice with different people on the team. For you as CMO, you're being brought in on some level to make stuff happen, right? It sounds like you're saying you got to maybe wear a different hat in the beginning just to make moves and make things happen. Is that generally true? Or do you feel like you were really specifically empowered to do that in this role at Enable Us?
I think there's always a transition for a lot of marketers when they go from like a director level to that VPC level. Let's just say you go from reporting to someone who makes the decision to you actually making the decisions. And I do believe there is a step there. And this happened to me my first role where I was, you know, that VP of marketing, you hesitate. And that's the funny part because, you know, when I was a senior director, I was like, hey, we should go this direction. You have such conviction, but yet for some reason your title changes to VP and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should be making that decision. Trust yourself. I think that's the first thing. I think the second thing that I wished I had done more is look at your peer network. If you've been doing marketing for this many years, you undoubtedly have had mentors or peers who have reached that category. And I think it was a book I had read, might have been Brené Brown, but I'm trying to remember. But you have to have that peer network to bounce off ideas. It's to help you in your career growth. I have a good mentor and I have a couple other good people that I've turned to. I probably didn't turn to them as much as I needed to in my first role. And I think that was a learning lesson that I took into this role. So that was the first thing. The second thing, an empowerment, I think is really important. And you can have tons of conversations about this. You have to find the right org that empowers you. And I think that in this organization and working with this leadership team, I am able to make those decisions and to move quickly. We empower all of our employees to make the decisions. And it's not a organization that you have to hide. We have a very transparent organization. Everyone knows what we're doing. And I hope that we're able to continue this as we grow as a company in the coming years.
Working more with sales, this interaction with that team, I'm curious, mm-hmm. What does that look like in practice? How did that evolve?
Let's talk about the corporate structure, what typically happens in a company. After being in multiple organizations with that traditional structure where I'm really changing my philosophy, traditionally, you do have sales in their own org and marketing in their own org. Everyone has the same goal. We're here to drive revenue. In terms of a sales structure, usually the entry level is what's known as a SDR, sales development rep, or BDR, business development rep. They're the person who are going out and calling down lists or calling down warm leads or anything that maybe marketing is bringing in. And then as you move up in the sales structure, you're an account executive and then management, et cetera. And when you look at that structure, I've seen because some organizations, the SDR team is working the inbound marketing, they actually could report into marketing or they have a dotted line into marketing. I've seen both. Having alignment with marketing is really important because if I'm forwarding you a contact that came through a webinar, you need to know what that webinar was. If it's a white paper download, you need to, right? You can't have the same approach for every person who's coming in. And so you have to have that close collaboration. You have to also be aligned on the incentives. And if the incentives aren't aligned, then that's going to impact results. And I've seen that where marketing may be bringing great leads, but sales is just not working them because they're not getting any money for it. And so now, you know, you're expending that much more effort to get things done. So how has this evolved my thinking to where we are now at Enable Us? I'm playing more and more with a go-to-market idea. Sales is go-to-market. Marketing is go-to-market. You're a single time. Does that mean they all report to the same person or you would have different leaders? You know, it depends because I would be the first to admit that I've not done sales. So to talk about sales methodology and those type of things is not something I've done. But by the same token, I have done sales enablement. So there's sort of some point where I can provide to the team. At Enable Us and our current maturity, our sales team works collaborative together with our CEO and with me. Sales enablement to me is optimizing the processes, optimizing the sequences they're using. Are they converting? Doing analysis of meetings booked and that buyer journey. Buyer journey typically, quote unquote, is product marketing, but if you take it from a go-to-market perspective, it benefits everyone because now sales understands what the path is. When the AE or CEO, they're having those calls with prospects, they understand where they're coming from. And so I think we're going to start seeing these organizations being coming together, and maybe they report to a CRO. If we're all leading toward go-to-market, we have a strategy and we all support it. I really do think this concept will help break down barriers intra-departmental and cross-departmentally.
And your product does that. Enable Us as a product does that on some level, right? Because it's something that's being used across these revenue teams to help your buyers. It's enabling your sellers, but it's also enabling the buyers on the other side. And the buyer doesn't really care who uploaded a PDF, right, into the CMS to get it on a microsite. They don't care if marketing uploaded it or a sales rep. They just want the information, right? So I feel like the product represents and is almost sort of skating where the puck is going, right? If buying is changing and selling is changing, to me, Enable Us fits in with that.
The way we look at it is like this buying experience is already changing. So how do we redefine that B2B buying experience? And one is for the buyer, but you got the sellers who are part of that. And then in the background, you've got the marketers or the sales enablement teams who help support that underlying it. From a buying experience, it's being able to go get the information you need. Maybe you ask a question of the sales team, but being able to just have that seamless engagement and connection is really important. For the sellers, how can I more easily send it to you? I mean, you've had the meeting. I've had 10 meetings that day or however meetings. A lot of organizations ask a lot of sales. So when we think of the seller experiences, how do we bring enough of the tools together in a platform that helps them do what they do? So can I find sales content? Is it on a spreadsheet? Is it in Google Drive? Is it in SharePoint, right? I don't know if you have that same experience in your organization. Can I create something that looks better than an email that I send to my prospective customer? And can I now, instead of having this black hole, once the email hits send, can I at least know, hey, this prospect actually went into the room and they actually looked at this. So now my engagement is based on what you've been doing, so I can actually be more insightful on how I'm engaging with you versus sending you a mass, hey, what did you think of this email? Mm-hmm. Right? So when you think of the experience for the buyer, you have to also empower the sales team, because by empowering the sales team, they can be much more consultative to the buyer. And then for the buyer to be able to have a single place with everything. How many times have you jumped on a call? It's like, hey, where's that email? Oh yeah, I sent it on this day. And now you're both looking for the same exact email, right? Now you can say, hey, here's the link. Let's go back into the room. Let's take a look, have the conversation. The buyer can now, instead of trying to find the email to send to their buying committee, can send everyone to the same room that has logged all the history. You can put your recordings in there, your demos in there, your notes in. It just becomes a much better experience for the buyer. And really think that if you take it from that perspective, a buyer enablement perspective, and let's not forget the marketer or the sales enablement. I'm going to say product marketer because that's where we're mostly in tune with, is the product marketer. You've done all this research on buyers. You've created all this sales content. And what happens? You send it off. You never know if the sellers are using it. You don't know how it's influencing the buying cycle. You don't know if what you've created is actually what is needed by the buyer. And now I finally get that visibility into that. And so I think when you think of the larger picture of buyer enablement, sellers, buyers, now that product marketing team can really be more effective in what they're doing and how they're strategizing. Because there's so much market intel and understanding of the buyer and buyer journey, let's infuse it into that process as well. So instead of being focused again, did the seller actually learn this? Right, the classic sales enablement is like, hey, sales, through our research, we've created this room for this type of prospect and we've tested it and we know it's gonna resonate, use this now. And now you can show the data that helps. I mean, how do you get a salesperson or a sales team to do a methodology? Same thing, right? Test it, get one person to use the room, you show the stats. The moment they see that prospects are coming in and engaging, that itself is seeing believing.
If someone's listening and they're into it and they want to learn more, where can they find more about you, find more about Enable Us? Where can they find you online?
Yeah, they can go to our website at enableus.com. If you're product marketing, you can find me on the PMA Slack. If you're in sales enablement, the Alliance also has a sales enablement collective Slack. So I'm on those channels as well. I'll share my contact information with Harris, my LinkedIn. I'm on everything. So you can contact me personally or go to our website and connect with us that way.
That's all for now. You can find show notes at introcrm.com/podcast. The theme music for Pipeline Meeting is by Neighborhood Vandal. If you learned something, consider sharing this show with a friend. Thanks for listening.